I don't know why it sounds so delayed like that. I don't know, but we're back. Sleepime's over, is back again, and kind of a cold opening, I guess, because we're not at Highbrow. Where are we?
We are at the beautiful Honolulu Club.
One of the sponsors?
Yes.
How about it? We were at Square Barrels before. Second sponsor that we've been here live, so how about
next one's Earl Kamuki.
I don't know how we're going to fit, but we're going to be at Earl Kaka'ako when they open.
Nice.
As you know, the controversial Kamiki, he's going to open in Kaka'ako. That's going to be next year, so we'll be doing that one. But once again, yes, I am DJ Zach Morris, and the lovely, longtime, close personal friend of mine to my left, the Coconut Girl.
Coconut Girl.
In a high fashion world. Do you know what that came from?
I do not. Can you,
what is Brother that? Nolan.
Who is that?
Brother Nolan. He is a singer. Local singer, Brother Nolan.
You know I'm not local.
Who is local anymore? I don't know. Okay, so yeah, we're going to go with that two weeks in a row. We got a lot of stuff to cover here, so let's go with it. What happened on the weekend?
I had my girls' night in with my friends, not the Filipinos, just one Filipino. Well, two, but not the Filipinos.
You know other women besides Filipino?
I do, surprisingly. I know a Japanese
really?
One. Yes, by the name of Lauren. You may know her.
Oh, yes. That's what they call a coworker.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
So we had our girls' night in. And this is how, I don't know. You know, I'm 22, but I feel really old because what had happened was we met up at about like 8 o'clock at Rachel's house.
Yes.
Kind of a late start. We did our cooking, whatnot. And then we didn't end up eating till maybe about like 11:30, but we were like drinking while we were doing it. So we ate and then I totally like knocked out. Until maybe about 2:30. So like we were knocked out. We took a nap in the middle of girls' night. And then we started
Wait, you guys a nap time or something? What, you guys eat and then you guys boomerang and then you guys go fall asleep and then you wake up at what? What time do you wake up?
We woke up at like 2:30, 3 o'clock, and then we did tie-dye and gingerbread houses. So like at 3 o'clock in the morning we were doing tie-dye.
What is tie-dye?
Tie-dye like
it's making shirts?
Yeah.
These is that a thing? That's what people do?
These are wholesome activities, Aaron.
That's what girls do? Okay.
Wholesome.
All right. You're not going to go manifest with a tie-dye, you know, turn up, boomerang, and then...
Girls' night in.
Okay. So everything's changed. You guys have nap time, so I don't know what that's about. Okay, so what else happened?
Just the Toys for Tots here at the beautiful Honolulu Club.
The annual event,
yeah. So that was on Saturday. And then Sunday, I was with you.
Hey.
At your
Where
annual...
Where do we go?
At your place, actually.
Oh, okay.
Another location of our shoots here.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, the Turducken Party.
Yes.
The third annual Turducken Party. The duck stuffed in the chicken, stuffed in the turkey. You got that one?
Yes.
Did you like it?
I like it.
Okay. Yes. Always. It's a five mic automatic.
How did you find out about Turducken? Like, where did this come from?
Well, if you follow.
Just real quickly.
Yeah. If you followed on Thanksgiving, they had football. And every time John Madden, who's the commentator, he would have the winning team, the MVP of the game, eat his turducken. He would have a turducken on the field where he would eat the turducken live. And that's how I found out about it as a kid.
And you're like, oh, I have to try this when I'm...
I mean, you just say it and you're trying to figure out what it is. And then when someone tells you what this is, even more, you're like kind of puzzled with what this is. And no one sells it. So you got to go find where it is. I think Costco got it for like, I don't know, like $69. And then you don't want to buy it for that. So then you go online... And I went to this place called Goldbelly.
Goldbelly.
And they specialize in frozen, like, exotic stuff. Shout out Sky Cameron for telling me about Goldbelly. Yeah. They have all kind of weird stuff. Like, you can get stuff from, like, New York, Chicago. You can get the deep dish pizza from the Chicago place.
So how old was that turducken?
How old was the turducken?
Yes. Did they fly it here?
It was flying over here, yes. It comes in the dry ice. Comes in 3 days.
Wow.
It's not going to become a commercial for Goldbelly. Yes, it comes in 3 days. No shipping. Free shipping. It was on a Black Friday sale. This is just going to be an infomercial. It was a Black Friday sale, $50 off.
Wow.
So I got it for $100.
The steal, I guess. The steal.
So that was it. And then we had, of course, that is also rare time, I will swear, on the show. We had the third annual, also Shitty Movie Night. And if you didn't know what Shitty Movie Night is, it's where we watch shitty movies. And it's the third time we've done this, and we had a movie that you never saw.
No.
New sound effect, everyone. Kawhi Leonard. So we had Shitty Movie Night with Cool as Ice, starring Vanilla Ice.
And I was only there for...
Yeah, you got out of there real quick, didn't you?
there's some pretty cringy moments there. The
it's pretty awful.
Drop that zero and
get with the hero. Well, the fact that the movie opens with a 5-minute song with choruses galore, and that alone makes you decide whether you want it in your life or not. But it's one of the best awful movies of all time. It was at the tail end of Vanilla Ice. You know Vanilla Ice?
Yes, of course.
Sure, everyone knows. And pretty much after that, he was done. So,
do you think it was because of that movie?
It was a lot of things before that, but it was that that really sealed the deal. So that was a great one. Then we saw, well, you left already, but we saw Stone Cold. It was featuring a football player by the name of Brian Bosworth.
Name sounds familiar.
Really?
Yes.
He was known as the Boz.
The Boz.
He was played for the Seattle Seahawks. Linebacker. And all his claim to fame was getting destroyed by Bo Jackson. That was pretty much his highlight.
That's probably why.
That's all he was known for. And then he just went straight to Stone Cold. He just said, I'm just going to make action movies and do them badly. So then that was the second movie. Did you go anywhere after the turducken party?
I went home.
Okay. That's right. Yeah. You're an old soul.
I
got it.
The theme was hot turkey, cold movies. Remember? It was cold as ice.
That's right.
Cold and cool.
Oh, see, there was a theme there. You got to have a theme here. Yes, you got to, so cold,
I was not
ice,
in the know.
Turkey. Okay, well, that was it. Yeah, so join us next month for Shitty Movie Night. So what news of the week here that we've had? You have a lot of stuff. I was impressed. You have a long lineup of stuff. So we're going to try and knock this out quick here. So what we got?
You might have seen clips of Beyonce from a recent show, but it was not at like a public show kind of thing. It was actually for a private wedding in India.
Okay.
A private wedding. So her bookings are said to start at $2 million.
It's cheap,
for private.
Yep.
But it turns out the dude who did this, he runs a corporation called Reliance, and it's like worth $130 billion.
Based out of Houston.
So this is like nothing.
Yes, that is based out of Houston. Reliance.
Is it really?
That's an energy company. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So that's why probably Beyonce did this.
Maybe.
Because this is a Houston-based company. It's an energy company. Yeah. They got they sponsored the stadium for the Texans.
Oh, wow.
So okay. This makes sense now. She probably gave him a discount. $2 million. So then you pose the question here.
Yeah, because she was, this is all word of mouth and stuff. So she was only the pre-wedding show.
She was the pre-show.
How do you top Beyonce? Well, in my scope, how do you talk about
Jay-Z? Jay-Z, man, put Jay-Z right
really
there.
Right now, we thought we had this conversation. Jay-Z is
really
hot right now.
Well, if it's a guy, he's okay, then get Drake. You put Drake in there. Drake, $5 million.
That's how you top Beyonce.
$7 million.
Drake.
Okay, Michael Jackson, what else do you want to do here?
I'm just saying that's really your answer.
It's probably some guy, right? It is a guy that owns this, mm-hmm. and he probably wants to see a guy. That's the only thing I can think of. Because Beyonce would be a headliner anywhere. There's no one that can.
That's
I agree.
What I'm saying. Like for pre-wedding.
This is a sexist Beyonce. Planning, is what this is. This is sexist planning by this guy.
I like how you're in the know. It's just because you're a Houston Rockets fan. You're just everything Houston.
You think
know.
I defend this guy? I'm not going to defend him. I'm going to be like, he should have Beyonce as the main event, and then you put put Ja Rule or something in the back. I don't know. What you can put in there. You put Kelly Rowland in there. I don't know what you do. So then that puts into a. See, it's working. It's delayed, but it works. It worked.
So Beyonce's like the best of the best. So someone made a claim to being the best. We had Jaquez. Have you've heard of him, right?
Jaquez, yes.
Yes, he declared himself the king of R&B the other day.
There you go. Jaquez opened doors.
Is this like trolling level 1,000, or is this like a strategic?
It's a strategic move. Yeah, you're not going to come out and say you're the king of R&B just like that. You're trying to get that for us to talk about him right now. That's what we're doing, right? Because everybody knows the king of R&B is only one man.
And that is
Mr. Keith Sweat, king of R&B.
All time.
I'm so joking right now.
I was going to say.
It's not Keith Sweat. He owns his publishing, yes. Keith Sweat concert, I heard, was a phenomenal event in Honolulu. So I don't know who you call the king of R&B then.
I don't know. I feel like it's hard to like put an all-time one because I feel like it's kind of evolved. You have your different times.
Right. Different, different generations, different time frame. Right. So if you had to say right now, who would you consider?
King of R&B right now.
It'd be Usher?
No, I feel like I feel like that was maybe like the 2000s, but I wouldn't say now. I feel like Chris Brown's still also in the 2000s. He hasn't really come up with... I mean, he's still kind of relevant, but I feel like a new scene is coming about. And
so who's the new guy?
Trey Songz is also for me still.
That's kind of old, too.
I would say Black. Maybe Black is in the contention.
There
I would say Miguel is in contention. I would say... Who else? There's a lot more artists on the scene now that I feel like is in this newer era.
So you want someone to be really new, a real new guy.
I feel like that's the only way you can be fair and break this up, you know? Like, I feel like Chris Brown, Usher's, Trey Songz, R. Kelly, they're all, like, in a kind of, like, a past time of R&B, and now you're coming up with something a little bit different.
So it's kind of like when you compare LeBron to Jordan, you can't do that because it's two generations. You can't compare
to
the same situation. Okay. Makes sense. Well, so, more music stuff.
Loosely music related. Post Malone.
Yeah.
He guested a collaboration with Crocs, and they sold out in 10 seconds.
Okay.
Oh, 10 minutes. Sorry, 10 minutes, but it might as well be 10 seconds.
Let me tell you something right now.
Of all things,
Hold on, okay. First of all, no one in the damn mind should be wearing Crocs. From Crocs first came out to Crocs is now, there's nobody that should be wearing Crocs. Anybody wear that, they think it feels good, they're lying. No one, the reason they're buying this is because Post Malone has his name on it, probably his signature, probably his like depressed face on it. They're gonna sell it on eBay along with the Supreme stuff. That's all they're gonna be doing.
But I mean,
Crocs. Nobody's wearing Crocs.
No one's wearing Crocs, okay.
Negative 69 million guys.
10 minutes, but
still,
like, that's a really
10 seconds would be fun, right?
Just give
me this now, hurry. I can't imagine, but that's...
So
that's,
it's just people jumping on the wave of because it's Post Malone.
It's just because his name is on it. They're not going to wear it. They're going to keep it in their bag or box.
What's the last time you've
in.
Seen anyone wear Crocs?
I try not to look down is what it's like. I don't even have an idea. But and anyone that's wearing it, it's good. The timing is getting better. The timing is getting better. There's no one. They're just going to keep it in the bag or whatever it comes in.
Okay.
And then just going to leave it and sell it on eBay, and that's about it. What else are we going to do? Yeah. What's the next one here?
So, in Westford, Vermont, there is a man who built a middle finger statue to dispute the town officials. So, apparently,
he spent
$4,000 to build this thing, and like police probably feel some type of way because it's actually not against the law.
Okay.
But the reason he did this is I guess he was trying to get like a permit to build on his own land, but they keep giving him the runaround. So
okay,
yeah, he just builds this statue of a middle finger right in the.
I like it. Tell everybody f off. I mean, it's his property. So then you're saying he's charging.
No, someone. I found this on Twitter, and then someone said, "Hey, like you know, you could totally make this a thing, especially now with like today's generation. Everyone's like, f you." You know, they'd probably roll through, and this is like, this could be a landmark where people are like, hey, let me take a picture with this big middle finger.
Make the money, girl.
Yeah, make the money, so.
Yep. That's good. You could easily
turn it into
that. Okay. I like it. This is a smart man. In Vermont, no less. Good. Who'd have thought there's people in Vermont still? Okay, what else we got?
All right, so there's lots of stuff going on in the world of comics.
Comics,
yeah. I'm not totally huge on it, but I feel like everyone kind of as a general population has gotten a little bit into it just because of all the different movies that have come out.
People reading comics?
Reading comics, just comic book based.
Comic book based things, okay. Like,
so we got like Doctor Strange, they've decided that they're going to have a sequel.
Okay.
And then they're also, I guess CW has like a...
Doctor Strange, okay. So this is going to lead into like Avengers, the trailer, right?
Yes, okay, that's where it's going.
Well, here's the thing I want to talk about, the first Avengers, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know what happens to Doctor Strange, right? He turns into dust, right?
Yep.
And then you got them, they're all holding Thanos, right? And they're trying to get the glove out, and they're right about to get the glove out, and then you got Chris Pratt coming in, punches him, you know? He used to work at Bubba Gump's, by the way.
Here, right?
Here.
Yeah, I remember that.
So he comes in, he screws up the whole thing. Doesn't Doctor Strange have the time stone? Can he just like reverse that right then and there, and then?
But
just
he
go
already
and say,
saw the options. Like there was only like. Didn't he say that there was only one?
There's only the one option. So I guess okay, the one option is for him to go away and.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, you rebutted that. Well, I'll shut up. Spoilers, everyone. If you haven't seen it, forget it. So the Avengers trailer. Okay, so.
I actually haven't watched it, but you've watched the trailer.
You didn't miss out on anything. Okay,
oh,
it's just everybody sad. They're looking at each other, and then there's this one thing about the trailer I want you to see. So they go to Captain America.
Okay.
Captain America's cleanly shaven. Okay, now he had a beard in the first one, right?
At the end of the first one?
At the end of The Last Avengers. He has a beard.
You'd think that they'd be a little more careful with that continuity?
Well, you think if you're depressed that all your friends are dead, you would not shave? You would kind of just let the beard and just let yourself go? Like, you know, when you're depressed, you just let yourself go.
But he's Captain America.
So he has to shave. He's like, you know what? I'm sad. I gotta shave now. I mean, I find that a little weird. You just let yourself go.
Okay.
Everybody's sad. The whole trailer is people sad.
Okay.
Okay, so I'll leave it at that. I guess I won't spoil it. It's just people looking sad. It's not telling
anything. That's the trailer. People
Ant-Man comes out, he waves, and then it's about it. Yeah. So okay. It's whatever. It doesn't tell you anything, but everybody's going to probably be rewatching it again and again and again. Shout out DJ Lagerwood. So what else we got? Well, Aquaman.
I'm excited for that one.
You know, all you guys and Momoa.
Yeah, Momoa.
Let me tell you something. You saw Momoa on Jimmy Fallon. Did you see him on that?
I did not. As a guest? No.
So I've never heard him in an interview aspect kind of a thing like Jimmy Fallon.
Okay.
He sounds kind of like an oaf. Like, he just was, like, very, like, he looked too excited to be there. Like, it just, something was not right. Like, he was on some type of narcotic of some sort. Lisa Bonet's in the back. She's giving him something. It just didn't look right. So, he's not media trained. So, if he wants to be a bigger star, he's got to get media trained. He's got to get that figured out.
You don't think people like the candidness like they do for Cardi? No?
No, they're just staring at him. Okay. All the women are just staring at his body. That's all they're doing. He can say whatever he wants and nobody's going to care. But he just came off as like he was a little odd. Like, not all the wires were in, you know? So I didn't see Saturday Night Live. So he was where he was hosting that. So I don't know. How he pulled that off, I don't know. Hopefully that went well. So there's that. Okay, what else we got?
Other stuff that went on this weekend, I personally didn't watch it, but Hawaii's own Max Holloway.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Max Holloway.
Did you watch the fight?
Ryan Ortega, yes. I watched it on the IG Live.
Oh.
As a shout out illegal. Everybody was showing it, so you might as well jump on there. And it was a hell of a fight. You didn't see any highlights of this?
I did not.
Okay, yeah, but he's back apparently because he was having a lot of trouble coming back because he mm-hmm. had a lot of these brain issues, head issues. Dominating form. It was several rounds. I'm not sure what the round was, but it was dominating form. Who knows? Let's go bug this guy right here. Hey Jay, you watched the Holloway fight? What round he won? Fourth round, there you go. Was it? Yeah, was it TKO?
Starting a fifth round, doctors called it out.
Doctors called it, there you go. The domination. Domination, yes.
Wow.
So that, thank you, Jana. So, with that said, he wants to bring UFC to Aloha Stadium. Aloha Stadium just had three events. What do you think?
I think it might be a good idea, especially since, they're not having Pro Bowl here anymore, right?
No, but they are going to have the Rams come here as a preseason.
Well, and, there's that. But other than that, I feel like Pro Bowl was a big thing, and I feel like if they bring UFC to Hawaii, it would be a good thing.
Oh, no, totally. Just gotta
make sure,
thing.
You know, we're all up to date with our equipment.
Just get security ready.
Yeah.
Yep, get the SWAT team ready. Somebody might possibly die at that if UFC came to Hawaii.
You really believe so?
I think, imagine, every moke from here, Waianae, Nana Kuli, they're gonna be there. Somebody pushes someone the wrong way, and that's it. Five guys dead. So, I'm just saying, you get 30-some thousand guys in there. I'm beginning to like it. It's just going to be a dangerous situation, so just get the automatics ready. So, speaking of this, what else do you have here?
So, there's a man, I guess, by the name of Patricio Manuel. He had his debut and became the first transgender male to not only fight, but win a U.S. professional boxing match. So,
yeah.
Transgender male, I believe, if I read correctly, means woman to man.
Okay.
What do you think about this? Is that a feat because it's woman to man and he?
Woman to man.
Fighting as a man, yes.
That's pretty impressive. A woman kicked a man's ass. I think. Right? That's what you're saying. Woman to man.
Well,
she was a woman.
Yes.
Now a man. It's like a song, right? Isn't it?
So it's admirable because it's woman to man, but if it were the other way.
The other way would be questionable, right?
Mm-hmm.
So with that, I say, hey, more power to him, to her, to him. It. Okay, what else we got?
Yesterday, Dwayne Wade and LeBron played each other for the last.
Gives a
what
damn
is that face?
Give a rip.
It's like the end of an era, is it not?
All I'm saying is this, okay? They both entered the draft the same year.
Yes.
LeBron's averaging 28 points a game. Wade is leaving the league. Melo is out of the league.
End of an era, bro.
I got to say, that's impressive. That's amazing. I mean, granted, he's a little bit, couple years difference.
Uh-huh.
But that's impressive. And LeBron is the greatest of our generation, I have to say. And that's it. Bottom line, right? I mean, he's on the Lakers.
Yeah.
So, you good with this? You now a LeBron fan, or what are you doing?
I'm a Laker fan. I respect LeBron as a basketball player, as a wonderful basketball player, but he is not my greatest of all time.
Very
but
good.
He is a great player.
Okay, I take it.
also in the basketball world, Steph Curry, he was on a podcast.
Get the laugh ready.
He said that he doesn't believe that the U.S. has landed men on the moon.
Yeah, do that a couple of times. Just keep pressing it. Might as well just keep pressing it. Yeah. So you see, I always knew something was wrong with that guy. Okay, I told you. Don't trust these kind of guys. What is he trying to do? First of all, that show, I checked out the clip. They were all high when they were doing this, right? The hosts were high.
Oh, were they?
The hosts were high, and I think the smoke went into his brain, and then he decided to just play along with it. Because who else was on this show?
I think
because this is Vince Carter, yeah, Vince and Bazemore.
I forgot who else was in there. But
Bazemore,
yeah,
does weed hourly. He's probably doing that. He's giving Vince Carter and all the fumes are going to Curry. You know, he's a small guy. He's going to just inhale it real quick. So he's just out of his mind. He's going to retract this like tomorrow. If he doesn't retract this, he's a damn fool. He's an idiot.
Well, NASA has actually offered to take him on a tour around, yes, their facilities and all that.
I saw that, right.
Maybe it's a low-key promotion, maybe?
You know, I like the conspiracy theories. It's always fun and all, but I mean, when is enough enough, you know?
Yeah.
So, Steph, you got to cut it out.
So I see on here we have a note for a professional cuddler. What is that about, Aaron?
Oh, okay. Yes, okay. So I got messaged from this woman on Instagram promoting her cuddling business.
Cuddling
so
business.
So she's a professional cuddler. So all she's going to do with you is spoon you or cuddle with you, and no sex. No sex, you cannot touch, nothing. Dollar a minute. So if you're stressed out, if you're just tired,
what are the requirements? This sounds like...
Well, she's going to interview you first to make sure you're not some of the kind.
Uh-huh.
And then, which automatically, that's what you're going to think this is. I mean, like...
Yeah, actually.
So then I'm thinking, like, I could never do this. Because, like, a minute in, I'm going to be wanting to grope her at this point. I'm not... Who's going to be cuddling with a girl?
Well,
she's kind of hot, too.
Yeah, okay.
So I can't see any guy that's going to be looking at her straight in the face saying, I'm just going to be able to cuddle with you. I'd be cool for an hour just to hug you for an hour. In bed, mind you, okay?
In bed.
And then she's not going to wear like revealing stuff, but she's, you know, she's pretty hot. Something's going to happen. You know, I'm sorry. So then I proceeded to think, what if I could try and do this, you know, like, mm-hmm, be a cuddler?
Yeah.
It could never happen.
No.
There's no way it could happen. I would have to pick and choose. Of course, I'm going to pick and choose who I'm going to do this with.
You can get me too.
And exactly. And then it's going to turn into a whole big mess. Yes,
so
exactly. Jaylene, can you be a cuddler?
I can. I'm...
Yeah, you're pretty platonic, yeah?
Is that an insult or a cuddler?
No, I'm just saying. I think you have the barrier.
I have the barrier, okay.
So maybe that's what she does. She has the barrier and she can do it. But dollar a minute. Any guys out there, Jaynaz, you want to go cuddle? Yep, there you go. You can be we out here with the Instagram IG story cuddling. You know, do that kind of, do whatever you gotta do, bro. Exactly.
Exactly. Maybe that's why. Maybe guys are sick of being big spoon and this is their opportunity to be a little spoon. I mean, maybe they have to pay for it, but you know.
Didn't quite think of it that way. No, that's not gonna be the case. They're gonna wanna grope her and they're gonna touch any kind. It's not gonna work. Professional cuddling.
Well, I should look into it.
Maybe, actually. You might have a shot. What else we got?
Looks like we've got a rant topic.
Oh, we got a rant?
Yes.
Oh, we're going to go into this? We have time for this?
I think so. Yeah. At least for a little bit, right?
Okay.
Insecurity in a relationship.
All right.
That laugh, it just makes... Do you have...
Well, countless stories I hear about this. Guy is always insecure about the girlfriend. Girlfriend always insecure about the guy. Jealousy. Mm-hmm. Where you stay? How come you don't call me back? How come you don't text me back? All this kind of crap. All you guys got to do, you guys got to move away from the insecurities that you have. You got to look at, if the guy going to cheat on you, if the girl's going to cheat on you, let him. Screw it. Send him out after. What does it matter? Okay?
Looking at the crowd's reaction right now.
The person should have enough confidence to be like, you know what, I'm cool. You go out, go hang out, whatever you want to do.
Oh, no, I totally agree.
Go out with the girls, go out with the guys, whatever, and just be done with it. Don't be on the phone, texting any kind, and checking their IG story where they are and all this stuff. Just let it be, because it's just going to stress you out. It's going to lead to nothing positive.
Mm-hmm.
So just get everybody, you know, like all the guys, they got to get their balls unstapled from their thigh. And once they do so, then they become a real man, and then you don't have to do anything. Women, I don't know what you can unstaple or staple, but you get the idea.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what I'm saying. It's like too many insecure people. You know what I mean? Like, do you see this?
I see it, but do you think it's unfounded?
Like, in regards to what?
Like,
as far as...
As, like, people, you don't think there's any kind of basis for people to have these insecurities, like, at all?
It's insecurities because they got all the social media, and they're looking at everybody doing stuff, and they're at home on the toilet looking at all of this stuff, scrolling up and down, and they're wondering, why aren't I there? So then they get sad. And then that creates the depression that is a trending thing in...
That we've said before.
Right, in the under 35 demographic. Everybody's sad. Everybody's depressed. Woe is me. So then that creates insecurity.
But then maybe there's...
And then...
Yeah, there you go.
Sorry, nobody caught that. Then... Hey, thanks. But that's the problem, that it just... It's social media on top of being depressed and leads to all of the insecurity. That's what
about... It the idea, this is something I was thinking about, like social media giving like the false impression of options.
As far as what?
Far as like relationships and other people and interests, because I feel like before maybe like, you know, a lot of this interaction had to happen in person, but you know,
right.
When you're on social media, you get all the guys, all the girls liking the pictures, hard eyes this, hard eyes that. So
right. There's
always like a sense of maybe having other options if things don't work out with your person or if, you know.
Right, that's where you hide behind your phone, right?
So
you can go send out all the messages to everybody and see, you know, WYD, and then you see what happens. And then you send the eggplant, and then you see what happens. It's all trash. It's leading to emotional problems. And then that's why these dates don't go anywhere. That's why people cannot find anybody. And that's why people have a hard time finding relationships. Because everybody's all insecure to figure out who that person is. And that is the problem. So
this feels like a problem more so for my generation. So if someone not quite of this generation, do you have any advice for us?
Well, okay, it all comes down to confidence. You just got to build confidence. You have to have confidence in yourself and confidence in you that you are going to be okay. You don't need a guy. You know what I mean? It's in your regards, you don't need to be dependent on a man.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't need to be dependent on dating someone and whatnot. You just take care of yourself. Do you, as they say. Do you. And then you do that, and then you won't have to worry about it. And if something happens, it happens. But when you meet that person, don't be so hung up on that guy that you're going to have to be texting him all the time and wondering where he's at. Thus the insecurity.
Or just pick good people too.
That's not going to happen.
No.
No. You can't pick good people. It's too tough to do that. It's hard to do that. If I were to go single right now, I'd have a hell of a time. No, I'm in this. I'll be in the same boat too.
Mm-hmm.
Because people's social skills aren't really the best.
Oh,
so
God,
you have
yeah.
that situation. You can't meet somebody in person. You're going to go meet them all online. It is tough. So main thing, bottom line, is just take care of yourself and just be confident with yourself. The end.
The end.
Yeah. So this concludes the rant of the week, for what, better or worse. We got to take a break here. Huh? What time we got? Yeah. Let's go take a break, because we got two guests this week. We got from Senya, we got Chris Kajioka. He's in here. We got Jazan is in here, Daily Hip Hop Show on the Daily. We got a lot of stuff going on. Yes. Sleep time's over. Let's take a break. Yeah.
Sleep time's over. We'll be right back.
Yo guys, this is Justin from Earl Kaimuki. Thank you for grinding with us. We appreciate you guys. If you're ever in Kaimuki, come check us out. We're located at 1137 11th Avenue. That's right behind Happy Days, Big City Diner, right below the Himalayan Kitchen, right next to Island Brew, and right next to Pillbox. All right guys, shoot. Thanks.
Sleep Time's Over is back with another banger.
That never gets old, yeah?
We're back!
It just never gets old. I don't know how else to say it, but we're back. Our first guest, world-renowned chef, co-owner of Senya in Chinatown, Honolulu. Please welcome Chef Chris Kajioka. What's going on, man? I forgot he picked this song. This is great. All right. Thank you very much for being on. You're a busy guy, man.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. And there, off the bat, there is a connection already. Jaylene went to Iolani.
Yeah.
Go figure.
Iolani, no Ko'oi.
Generations apart, though.
Yeah, I was going to say, what grade did... What, forget it. I'm not going to say that.
I'm not going to get into that.
So, was that around that time when you were in Iolani, the time that you realized you wanted to be a chef?
Honestly, since I was like three, four years old.
Yeah.
That soon.
Always wanted to be a chef. So.
Wow.
You know, no cartoons, cooking shows. So, you know, I didn't really waste any time.
Wow.
So, is that of your own doing? That parents had that show on, or that was you that?
Definitely own doing. Parents, really? Yeah, parents. No one in my immediate family is cooks, so.
Really?
Just something.
You just returning the channel, or how did you get onto the channel?
Where honestly, like I don't know.
I mean, wow.
Yeah, it's like, it's the only
thing. Oceanic for the win. Okay. I don't know how that is. That's amazing. That's amazing. So, Iolani graduate. After Iolani, what happened?
I went straight to culinary school. So during high school, I worked, when I wasn't playing sports, I would volunteer at restaurants.
Oh, wow.
So from 15, Roy's,
okay.
High Steakhouse, and all the restaurants I used to go to, I guess. And so right from Iolani, went straight to New York, upstate New York.
Okay.
The CIA. And stayed there for almost 4 years. I did the bachelor's program there.
Wow.
So, okay. Stayed in New York for a while, and then after New York, I moved to San Francisco.
Oh, okay. So from San Francisco, then, was that from then to Hawaii back?
No, so okay. I actually lived in San Francisco probably four different times in my 20s and 30s. So I went to school in New York, lived in San Francisco for about 3 years.
Yeah.
Then I moved back to New York for a job for 2 years.
Yeah.
Then I moved back to San Francisco.
Wow.
And then I moved back to Hawaii for about a year, and that's where I met Sky.
Yeah.
And then I moved back to San Francisco, all for jobs, essentially. So,
right.
Yeah, I've moved around probably every 3-4 years.
And that's the two cities to do it.
Two cities to do it, So.
So what finally brought you back here?
Job. Another job.
Again, a job.
It's actually wife's job, finally, you know. So,
oh,
okay. But, and then obviously just starting a family. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you always known you wanted to come back here.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah.
I think in my early 20s, Hawaii wasn't so fun, you know, versus living in New York City and San Francisco.
Yeah.
But the older I got, the more I wanted to come back.
Yeah.
And kind of I think every local kid wants to come back and show what you learned or you know, whatever. So that's what happened.
And that was Vintage Cave?
Vintage Cave, yeah. So I moved back when I was 28. And we opened that when I turned 29. Yeah. So.
Wow. So.
It's been a while.
When was that? That was like late to what? 2009 or two?
No, that was.
What was this?
2000. So 5 years ago now.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. So Jillian, you've heard of Vintage Cave?
Oh yeah.
Okay, you know about this one, right? It's underneath where Shirakia used to be, right? Very mysterious place.
I was planning to go there, but I was like,
It cost $69,000 per person.
I don't know.
See, it works. You be there and it's all like.
Have you been there?
No, I have not.
Oh.
But it's ominous. It's just the pictures alone.
It's ominous.
You know, I walked past it and I got like an air of mysterious
chill.
No. Were you part of putting? You said you opened it with.
Yeah, so I was there before. I got there before it was finished construction. So the owner, I was in San Francisco, and the owner was kind of bothering me for about 2 years to come look at it. And at that time, I wasn't planning to come home. But near that end of the 2 year mark, my wife got a job back here at Bank of Hawaii. So that's when I was like, I might as well just look at it. And then when I saw, because some guy can just bullshit, you know, I'm building this $20 million restaurant, whatever. And then when you see it, you're like, holy shit.
Right.
And this guy's crazy.
Right.
And I mean, I can't really think of a better gig for my first gig to be the exec chef to kind of just do whatever I wanted. So
yeah, I was reading an article and it said that basically, I guess it was the owner. He kind of just gave you like a blank check and kind of just let you do whatever.
Yeah, it was. it's. I mean, it doesn't happen ever.
No.
It probably never happens. But
and that never happened here.
No. Ever.
That was amazing. Yeah.
So were you part of putting that concept together at all, or you just kind of came into it?
It's definitely not my concept. That's why, I didn't want my first restaurant to be that expensive, obviously.
Right.
Because one, you know, none of your friends can eat there.
Right.
Two, expectation of people coming in.
The expectation alone.
You know, my first you know, 29 years old and having to impress people at that price point, it's daunting. But you know, it kind of set me up for the next, set me up till now, you know, with investors and, you know, just, I got my name out, so it was good.
Yes, you most certainly did, because when that thing opened, I remember everybody just was just, eyebrows were raised, everybody, just amazing. So then from there, led to Xenia.
So there, yeah, actually, after there, it took, I got completely burnt out there.
Oh, okay.
You know, I just, my son, right in the middle of that experience, obviously never saw him. And I was working probably 6 days, maybe 7 days a week, but like 100 hours a week, you know, because I think more of the pressure got to me of, you know, having that price point, having to deliver every time. And I had a very small team, which, because I really like to, I'm very active in the kitchen. I like to touch everything. So I completely got burnt out. And just literally took some time away. I went to San Francisco.
Okay.
And I kind of just traveled. I was actually planning to go to Australia for about a year with my wife's blessing, just to, you know, just completely just...
It's unwind.
Yeah.
Right?
So, but... So I moved to San Francisco for a few months and just kind of got refreshed. And then I started working on Xenia. Yeah.
And you are a co-owner.
Co-owner. Yes. So I have two partners. And my two partners, we actually used to work together in New York at Per Se.
Okay.
So we have a long, long history. Always kept in touch. And in the beginning, I wasn't planning to open with them, but... It kind of just happened, honestly.
That's Anthony.
Anthony Rush.
So then that concept started when did that open up?
2016.
Wow, it's been that 15? Long.
It's been 2 years. 2 years. Wow. Yeah, 2 years.
Jaylene, have you heard of Xenia?
I've heard of it. I've never been there before, but I'm curious as to how you put that concept together. You said you didn't do the one at Vinted, so this one, did you come up with by yourself or with their help?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of the way the industry's going now. You know, I mean, it's a nice restaurant, but the way I like to eat when I go out with my friends is like sharing. We order a lot of food, and nobody orders their own thing.
Yeah.
So we kind of built it on that preface. But you can also have, you know, a tasting menu 4 days a week, where it kind of shows where we trained, I guess, our training. But you know, it could be a special event, or you could drop in for a bowl of pasta if you want. And it could be a lot of things for a lot of different people. So that's kind of what we wanted it to be. And we always liked, I always liked Chinatown, because, you know, before Andrew from Pig went in there, it was pretty... It's still grimy. I mean, at night.
It's still grimy.
It's still... But, you know, the Lucky Belly guys.
Yeah.
Now it's like...
It's evolved a lot.
Now it's the restaurant place. You know, there's so many restaurants there. Right. So I think we're right at the beginning of that. And then now it's just... There's so many restaurants.
There. Yeah. It's totally out of control. Yeah. Hotel Street, you know.
Yeah, it's crazy.
If you were saying we're going to hang out at Hotel Street 20 years ago,
you'd
roll their eyes. I mean,
just wait till they say we're going to hang out on River Street. Then that's like...
Then we don't have to change that. Wow. Yeah. That would be scary.
Then you could be with Sky.
That would be... He can go by himself. No. So, I got to say this. There's going to be this is a kiss-ass moment right now. And I rarely do these kiss-ass moments. But I have to say, and since you haven't been to Xenia, it is hands down this my favorite restaurant. It is hands down, I think, the best restaurant on Oahu, as far as a high-end dining. And I'm no joke, because every time that we've gone there is just amazing. And it's the presentation, too. If you're into the presentation thing, which, you know, it's all like little works of art and things that you would see on the menu that you would not think you'd want to eat, but you end up liking it. Like, they have a thing called a barbecue beet.
That barbecue beet.
I hate beets, right. And it's amazing. It's like you're eating barbecue. It's the strangest thing. It's like stuff like that just going to kind of throw you off.
And you're the mastermind behind these creations.
Yeah, I mean, well,
so how do you come up with?
So that's a perfect dish to actually talk about, because not a lot of people like beets. And,
no.
You know, there's a lot of vegetarian and vegans that come into the restaurant. Right. And that dish is completely vegan. So how do you make something that's a vegetable tastes like meat.
Yeah.
You put barbecue sauce on it and you smoke it, right?
There you go.
So, I mean, essentially, you know, we make our own barbecue sauce, and we roast the beets and we smoke the beets with the barbecue sauce. So it tastes like much more than just a vegetal, you know, beet.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It has a richer flavor. So, and that dish is just full of textures. It's like sunflower seeds, crispy quinoa. It's a dish where
it all works.
I mean, as definitely a person who's not a vegetarian, obviously, I would go out and order it for sure.
Yep. Yeah. And speaking of non-vegetarian, the Wagyu short ribs is insane.
Woo!
And it's, I tell you what, let's give it up for short ribs. Because what you would think in a high-end setting that you're not going to get enough portion. You
feel that's what I'm thinking. You're gonna like high-end, you get after. Those like little,
right.
Like, little tiny.
That's not going to happen over here. That's the thing. It's a lot. The Wagyu short rib is automatic 5 mics. 10 mics. It's automatic. We are going to take you there. It's amazing. And I have to say, since we have you on, thing that would kind of take it over the top, if I may suggest.
Mm-hmm.
If I could be so bold, can get rice or what? There's no rice that's in it.
You've never asked.
Noted.
Never asked.
This, I mean, we can hide them in the back. We can hide them underneath. You know, we don't have to show anyone.
That's a frequent request with the short rib.
Okay.
Luckily, we have either we have staff meal, we have rice left over.
There we go. That's
or
right.
Andrew's always willing to lend us rice. I mean, literally every night
it's
we
next
have
door.
A yeah. So you think we get smarter and just make rice, but you know, it's one of those things.
It's,
you gotta ask.
Okay.
What about the truffle rice?
Truffle rice.
Truffle rice.
That. Yeah, you can get that too.
Wow. Secret menu kind. Okay. Or no. Okay.
Yeah, secret menu.
All right.
You heard it here on Speak Times Over. Wow. Truffle rice.
Everybody go come in with a weirdo rice. Oh no. Oh no! Okay, so that you gotta that alone you gotta go for it. The short rib alone is amazing.
And this is like a fixed menu. Like you're taking this to as long as it'll go, or do you guys update the menu?
So actually, you know, we try to update the menu as much as possible. We have a huge big menu change tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
but certain things that always stay on the Wagyu short rib is like one of the most popular things. The beets are changing a little bit, but. Right. Still gonna have the same kind of components.
Okay. Is the ahi with the brioche gonna be there?
Yeah, I mean that's kind of a special. But
making sure his favorites are.
I'm telling you, I'm telling you.
I have
heard
to go
trash
actually.
Restaurants on him. Okay? I'm telling you right now. Shout out, you know who you are. I'm just saying, this is 5 mic automatic spot. I'm telling you.
So this is kind of your end deal, Sanya? Or are you working on something else?
Oh, there's something else.
Yeah, something else. We're working on. Bar.
Chinatown still?
No, not Chinatown. We're gonna looking at Kaka'ako.
Oh,
okay.
Partnering with Justin Park and Tom Park.
There we go. Yep. Shout out Justin.
And you know, they're good, very good friends of mine, but you know, Justin, I hold him, you know, in a very, very high regard. Just watching him.
Well, he's Kalani now, you know, so he's, you know,
it's
public school, you
it's
know.
Fine.
It's like,
it's
okay.
Fine.
Just checking.
Yeah. Okay. And he's out of, to me,
no,
from a craft person,
yeah.
He's at a different level.
Yeah.
You know, and that's so you know, them asking to work with me, of course. So you know, we're gonna create a bar that I mean, obviously Bar Letter doesn't really have food. So I'm gonna bring that aspect of trying to get this bar to another level. So super excited.
What's the name of this one?
That's Maze.
It's supposed to be called Bar Maze.
Bar Maze. So it's going to be a little different. The only detail I can tell you is going to be a standing bar.
Oh.
It's a standing
bar. It's
going
to be like Japan. Yeah.
Okay.
So drink rails. It's going to be fast paced and
wow.
It's going to be good.
All standing. That's
when
gonna
are
be...
we, when should we expect this? Is it coming soon?
Hell, hell if I know.
3 weeks, good enough.
So, coming soon.
Shout out Dave Newman. So, it's all standing bar, and okay. So, Maze is that like where'd you get that name from?
So Tom got that name. It's a Japanese influence. It means mix, stir, or mingle.
Okay.
Oh.
So, that obviously can apply to crowd, drinks,
okay.
Food. Obviously, we're very, I'm very influenced as well, Justin, Japan. I mean, that's kind of, that's
our... Justin's all about that as well, yes.
Our kind of mecca, so... but definitely influenced by Nomad in New York, the food especially. But, I mean, we're just... I want to work on... The only projects I want to do are the cool projects. I'm really not really looking to open a huge spot and make a ton of money.
Yeah.
I'd rather open the best spots.
Right.
So that's what I'm interested in.
So this is going to be a... So Maze is a Japanese word?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because as I was looking this up, and there was no line above any of the letters.
So there is...
You know what the local people are going to do?
Yeah, maze. And that's what our logo actually is. It's a maze. So
Yes, that's the thing too. So, like, so local people get ready.
Yeah.
And then the standing thing I think is going to be great. Because we can just see who falls first. So it might happen. But so it's going to be tapas style food? Or?
Yeah.
That was late. I mean...
I was eating a French wrap.
Okay, fine.
What's
the concept of the food?
Yeah,
if it's just standing up and just eating small things?
Definitely small plates.
Okay.
Just things that, you know, not normal Hawaii bar food, I guess.
Yeah.
Let's say you get bar food in like New York or San Francisco more. Like, okay. So charcuterie, we're making our charcuterie.
Okay.
I think for the first time, I'm trying to do as much local as possible.
Yeah.
Just more conscious, but... I don't know. I mean, the Rio should probably make an appearance there.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you're going to intertwine some stuff.
Some stuff. I mean,
okay, great.
Whatever makes sense.
Yeah. Wow. So no timetable for this one?
Soon.
Okay.
Ooh.
Good enough.
I mean, yeah. We're in for permits, so.
Oh, got it. So both will be kept open. You're going to still be a part of both, Senya, as this is
absolutely.
Going
to I mean,
okay, right.
To me, Maze, Maze is a cool project for me.
Yeah.
Senia is always that's the baby.
Yeah.
So
okay.
I'm very much a part of that day to day, and I plan to be forever.
Got it. Yeah. Justin gonna be still doing bar leather.
Yeah,
as well.
Same thing. I think we look at it the same way. You know, bar leather's the baby.
Yeah.
Maze, you know, it's a cool project.
Yeah.
You know, I would assume that Maze is gonna be very busy. But. You know, I have someone good who are going to run it on my end, and Justin has his person.
Got it. Shout out to Mr. Honolulu. He's going to be...
Mr.
Honolulu. He's probably going to have to take over. And shout out to the guy in the washer guy. Who's the guy? What's his name?
Chef Chris.
That's right, yes. He made an appearance on his favorite restaurant is Zippy's. Remember previous shows, he was on here and said his favorite restaurant is Zippy's. Not quite Senya, but... Jaylene, what do you got? Any... final questions before we let this man go. Anything you got? No?
No.
Okay, that's it.
No. I got it.
Shout out Nick Hammond. Hey.
Nick Hammond.
How's Nick Hammond doing? Is he still alive?
He's still alive.
Okay.
I think he's actually better than ever.
He's better than ever?
Better
oh,
than ever.
Because, yes. Shout out Inside Joke, everyone. He's in love. Yes. Negative 69 people could give a damn. But you know what? There's a few people that do. And we are proud to say he's in love, and he's finally.
Nick's a good guy. He's a good guy.
Yes.
I give that guy a hard time from the minute he walks into my building, but I love
as
the guy.
As you should. Yeah.
And he's in love.
Yes. Very good. Shout out for clapping. We clap for Nick Hammond. Wherever Nick may be, maybe he might be just a slow. He may be on a boat right now. We don't know what he's doing, but he's a good man, and he's a guy that if I had my way, would have him on the show as well because he's knowledgeable about all this stuff. But yes, just keep doing what you're doing, man, because it's great stuff. Jaylene, you better hurry up.
Yeah.
We gotta take you over there. Let's take a break. Thank you very much.
All right.
Chris, for coming on here. Just got a joke, everyone. Lamb on my Instagram. I've been rocking it like it's fresh out
the pan. Sleep Time's Over. We'll be right back.
No, that was like a louder one. That was the best
every
one.
Time.
I think that was the best one. Okay. All right, we are back. And before we announce our next guest, little news and notes of the show. You're going to be out of town.
I am. I leave on Thursday night.
Okay.
Yes.
This Thursday night, you're going to be back the new year.
Yeah, not going to be back till the 6th of January.
Okay, yeah. So with that said, next week will be our Christmas show. December 18th, we'll be at Highbrow. We're back at Highbrow. We're going to have a guy new to the show. I've never really, I'm going to meet him for the first time. His name is Cabot the Catalyst. He'll be on. And Angry Robots will be on, the pandas.
Yes.
Kakako Art. Just think Kakako Street Art. That's all his stuff. Wow. He sells pandas online for like $69 million. And then we're also going to have DJ Compose will be there. DJ Annette will be there. It's going to be a big party without you. So isn't that great?
What a great lineup.
Go figure, huh? Screw Jaylene Christmas.
Well, look at all the people we have to get to fill in my spot. So I feel honored. That's a good rebuttal. I will feel honored.
That's a good rebuttal. That gets a sound of some sort. And then for the new year, we're going to have the Year in Review show with Rob DeMello. You'll be back.
Yes.
January 8th. We're also going to have Jimmy Taco be on. We're also going to have... are you familiar with the models that are around the town?
The models?
The models that, you know, they do the Instagram modeling. We're going to have our first Instagram model.
Oh.
Yes.
Exciting.
Ready for this?
Male or female?
Good call.
Valid question.
How excited will you be? Well, we're gonna have a female one. Is Moani Hara. She's Miss Hawaii.
Oh, yeah. The name sounds familiar.
Yes,
yeah.
Moani Hara is going to be on this in January. And she's going to be bringing a man by the name of Flash.
Flash?
Yes. He's a holly guy that's really out of control, but he's going to be a part of this thing as well. Flash Hands, you know Star 1019? Maleko?
Oh, yeah, Flash. Yeah.
The more holly guy.
Oh.
Yeah, so he'll be done. So a lot of stuff coming up. So with that said, our next guest is a Hawaii rapper and the host of On the Daily Hip Hop. You can find her performing this day, December 15th, at the Irish Rose in Waikiki. Please welcome Jayza.
Okay.
Come on in.
Yeah.
We need to scoot in. Okay.
Okay.
Don't need to do like this.
I know. How many times do I have to scoot? Okay. Okay. So like this, or even closer.
Yeah, I'm scooting you in.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Cool.
All right.
Oh my God, so much notes.
Here we are.
So let's just hit the ground running right now.
Yeah.
How did you get into this?
You know, I'm Hawaii local, born and raised here on Oahu. Mm-hmm. I was. You know, people don't think of Hawaii being like a hip-hop place, but we was exposed to Martin and Living Single and Friday
right.
and all that 90s stuff. Can I curse? Like it. 90s stuff?
Yes, it's
90s shit. my parents, they were pretty young. They had me, like, when they were still teenagers,
okay.
So I was just around that hip-hop shit. Filipinos, like, we'd be breakdancing, we'd be DJing, we'd be hosting.
You know it.
We'd be singing karaoke all over the place.
Magic Mike.
So that's
Filipinos
just, it was just, you know, that angst, that, like, eagerness to always, like, be like, that's just us, you know? Mm-hmm. So that's just kind of how I got into it. But long story short, I went to, like, this kind of, like, poetry camp sort of thing at UC Berkeley, like, back in high school.
Yeah.
So, that was like the first time I was exposed to like, you know, like critical conscious thinking about like social responsibility and stuff like that. So I kind of, they allowed us to like do poetry or rap at the end to like reflect on what we've learned over the day.
Right.
So that's kind of like the first thing this is like maybe over 10 years ago already.
Wow.
But
what school you went?
Moanalua.
There you go, public school. That's how.
Yeah. So how. That was like the very, very beginning back in high school. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So where do you draw your inspiration from for your content? Like, what's your message? What do you...
Mm-hmm. That's a good question, and it's changed, like, over the years, because I always thought that it was, like, I just wanted to, like, showcase myself. But deeper than that, it was really because, you know, just growing up in a single-parent household, my parents split when I was real young, too, so there's a lot of drama and shit that comes with that, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So people were always telling my story for me, telling me about my mom, telling me about my dad,
right.
Telling me about myself. Till this day, you know, Filipinos, they be...
yeah,
oh, my God.
Definitely.
Like, literally, like, on Facebook, I was already dealing with that just recently. But, you know, I just... Hip-hop is the way that I can, like, authentically be myself because...
Yeah.
I'm also getting older, so in my professional job, there's a certain way you gotta act.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In your other places, as you get older in your family, there's a certain, you know, way you gotta act around family
right.
and whatnot. So in hip hop, I feel like that's like my most authentic self where I tell like my story in its most like raw form, and it's fun, you know. On right. top of all that, right. it's a fun genre. I never got into country. I don't know. It never. Right? I liked reggae, but even when I look back at the reggae I liked, there's rapping on like okay. reggae oh, song.
I you think that's about the Jawaiian music.
Yeah, yeah. You think about like
something else.
Yeah. You think about like Pati, you know, like a lot of people.
Yeah.
We did a lot of that kind of stuff.
That's a whole other topic. But you have a lot of hats you wear because you have a lot of stuff going on.
Right.
So you have to put on all kinds of go down the line of all the things that projects that you're in.
You know, like it's just kind of interesting. Like a lot of people, because like in Hawaii, like we look young for a long time. You know, yeah. like we're gonna be carded yes. for a long time. Yes. Yes. And like I try to tell people like I'm not a kid. I've been in the army. I run my own business on top of like being a rapper. So I feel like it's not like rap is separate from what all I do. I take all of my experiences from my job, from doing all of that, and I just put it all into my music. So that gives me context as an artist. So yeah, I represent hustlers out here in Hawaii. Just I want to show like Hawaii people that you just got to get it, you know?
Exactly.
It cannot be like, oh, we live in Hawaii. There's no exposure. Blah, 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 blah. Like I'm a exactly. girl trying to do hip hop. From Hawaii.
Exactly.
Are you kidding me? You know what I mean? Yeah. So just got to put yourself out here. This is, you know what I mean? And now we're here talking about it.
Yeah, so kind of touching on that, that was going to be my next question. Like knowing that the hip hop scene is not, we're not known for that here in Hawaii. And then on top of that, being a female, I mean, we
right.
try to play around it. But do you feel like that gives you an advantage, a disadvantage? How do you feel about that?
I think it definitely gives me an advantage. Obviously, like in the broad spectrum of things, you know, females in hip hop are usually just video girls, da 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 da. But that's only like what mainstream hip hop really shows. If you really go into what's even happening local here, there's a lot of other MCs. I'm not the only one. I made myself the hashtag for Hawaii female rapper, but it was kind of like not to put myself on. It was to showcase that we can all use that hashtag. We can all show because there's lots of people in Waianae. There's people in North Shore. I'm just the one that's in town, so I have access to everybody out here.
Well, you're the one, like you said, you're pushing yourself out there, and you're doing what you basically need to be doing if you're in some type of media profession.
Yeah.
Right? It's strange that a lot of these guys are not doing this.
Yeah.
We've talked about this for months. Like, why is that the case?
Yeah.
And for you to be doing this as a female.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you feel that the local scene supports you here? Do you feel that?
Honestly, yeah. I mean, this is something I've been doing since high school. I actually, like, they don't really know this, but I used to work with, like, Ozna at Pizza Hut.
Back home.
So he used to, like, drop me off home sometimes. He probably doesn't remember. But, like, yeah, he used to, like, drop me off home sometimes, like, on his way. Yeah, on his way to, like, you know, all that kind of stuff. I knew, like, Jay Wisdom. I don't know if you guys know him.
Yeah.
So I was just around them, but I wasn't, like, the cool person at that time. I was in high school still. Sorry, what was your question again? Just going off about being a female and stuff. I've been going hard, especially like this past like 2 years. So I think over time people have really like, you know, gravitated towards me. And I think at the same time, I feel like rappers need to understand that if you want to be taken serious or even like take yourself serious, you are a business person. You are a brand. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. That's how it is. And when I really chose to take that mindset after I graduated school and stuff like that, that's where I really started to like propel myself. And that's why things have kind of been happening a lot the last like year or so, especially. But people really do fuck with me out here. And I really, really appreciate it because it could be another way.
Yeah.
You know? So,
well,
yeah.
You got a lot of stuff going on this week. So, like, what's going on here? You got a whole lineup of stuff. You're busy every day.
I know. I just came back from San Francisco. The Vogue, like, fucked with me over there. So that's why I'm kind of, like, still coughing and shit. But anyways, so random, tomorrow, you guys know Paramount Network?
Yes.
Okay, so they're filming, like, a female veteran special here in Hawaii tomorrow.
Okay.
And tomorrow, like literally at noon, I have to go to Hilton Hawaiian Village. They're gonna record me doing like a workout with not just me, but like it's a whole group of like veterans doing like a workout at the Hilton Hawaiian Village.
Oh, okay.
So it's the viewing, like the show is, or like the workout is open to the public, but the people who are being like interviewed and like record it are the veterans, so I'll just be in the mix. So that's going to be an issue. I'm not really I don't really consider myself like all about working out, but I couldn't say no. You know what I mean?
How many people they got to do this? It's going to be doing this with.
I have no idea, but it's going to be like out. It's like a whole thing. It's they called it MMA, and I thought they actually meant like MMA, but it was like a military veteran sort of program. They're trying to like help us transition outside of like military life. So I'm just kind of being another, person out there. So it should be pretty exposure. Fun. Yeah. And then Saturday, the show at Irish Rose. Yeah.
And that's going to be, is that Friday or Saturday?
Saturday. Yeah. Okay.
Is it just going to be you or is it going to be
I'm like the featured artist. This is put together by Star 101.9, so shouts out to them for hollering and stuff. And also I just want to shout out the homie Kaika from Lava Rock Promotions, because he's kind of how I got connected with them in the first place. So yeah, shouts out to everybody supporting you, girl. Saturday, this weekend. I have like a couple hype men coming through just to kind of support, and then I have like, hopefully, I'm hoping to get clearance for some of my dancers, because some of my dancers are underage. They need their manager to stay with them the whole time. You know, venues, they gotta watch themselves. I'm just waiting for their go, like their green light, and then everything can start.
Have you seen footage of one of her performances? she don't mess around.
No, I haven't.
The dancers in the back, she's got the whole thing. It's not just some guy just standing there looking depressed. It's like,
you
got a thing.
That's kind of where rock shows are going.
No,
you're just very impressive.
So cool. She's figuring this all out, which is a lot of what these guys should be doing.
Yeah.
So are you trying to build locally first and then dabble out, or like are you kind of doing both simultaneously? What's your plan here?
As far as like music, like taking it fully seriously, long story short, in 2015, I entered this rap contest for this underground like label/collective called Team Backpack.
Okay.
They featured a lot of like underground artists on there. And so that was the it was in Los Angeles, and that was the first time that I got exposed to like, a lot of motherfuckers want to be rappers. You know what I mean? I was in Los Angeles. It was my first time like meeting people from New York, meeting people from Cali, West Coast, East Coast, and representing Hawaii. There's people from Guam there too. It was really cool. So that was the first time that I realized like, whoa, like hip hop is really like a business. It's not just like open mics and posting shit on social media.
That's
like
the 90s,
it's so much more than that. Yeah. So that's kind of how I got started, and I kind of just took all that inspiration from that conference and started just, boots to ground, I guess you can say.
Right.
That was 2015. I graduated college. I went HPU.
Oh hey, I'm there right now.
Hey, really? Yeah. And I got a business degree. So like this is all premeditated.
See,
got a business degree, learned a lot about marketing, branding, and just like overall professionalism, because that's part of it too.
There's
a lot of time people are like,
it's a very underrated part of
lot of people are like, no one fucks with me, I'm like, well, because you don't know how to write a fucking email.
Exactly.
Like you don't have a business card, you don't have a website, you don't have a press kit. It's 2018, it's 2019
this is why she's on here. Because of this very talk, they're going to wake up.
Segueing, that's how I started my On The Daily hip hop blog, just showcasing not just Hawaii artists, but of course I'm based here, but I interview artists from all over the United States and Guam and Canada, and like going off into other places. So really, with the internet and a smartphone, like there's no limitations. But these are all skills that I've built over the years, so that's kind of where I'm at right now. Good questions, guys.
I
just wanted a quick one. I just wanted to delve into this. As far as music influences, far as like hip hop music, who did you look up to hip hop wise that got you here?
So like growing up, I think I grew up in the era of like Nelly and like T.I., like that early 2000s. So as much as I do say like 90s hip hop inspired me, it wasn't like I was watching Tupac at 4.
Of course.
You know what I mean?
If you were to say that, I'd roll my eyes. Yeah. Because I know that's not
true. Yeah. Yes. So I came in that era. At the same time, there was like Mary J. Blige at that time.
Yes.
There was a huge like R&B element in hip hop, Ja Rule, Ashanti. So I think I came up in a really like cool time right before the internet blew up. So to answer your question, Missy Elliott is a huge inspiration to me. I would say she's probably the most popular one. But I also came up in the ratchet Ness of Trina.
Hey.
of like
Mike song, she's
yeah, yeah, like early always. Nicki Minaj, you know.
Okay,
so
yeah.
That's kind of what it is. So I have a mix of like, I guess you can say like lyrical rap mixed with like that cocky raunchiness. So I play with
I like
that,
it, I like
you know.
It.
Yeah, yeah.
You need to go into all. You need to tap on everything because that's part. That's what hip-hop is.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't do that.
Yeah.
They just want to stick to this, and they're gonna say it in public that I only like rock candy. I only like Tupac at 4. I mean,
yeah.
That's the total lie. So
yeah.
When you see female rappers, what do you kind of go towards more a little Kim, or I'm gonna date myself here, like an MC Light. Like what would you see yourself? Or would you see something like a Nicki Minaj? What do you, as far as your rhyme style and your overall, as far as your lyrics?
Nicki Minaj or MC? Wait, did you say Nicki Minaj?
Nicki Minaj,
Little
Kim.
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. No,
just wrong. Like
that's really
Light
hard to say.
A great voice, but
yeah,
she wasn't
yeah.
raunchy. Little Kim was raunchy, great voice, but she would do that to kind of get you to
yes,
you know, open your eyes, right?
Yes.
Nicki
yes.
Minaj kind of was a combination of the both. And do you see yourself in those kind of realms?
It's really kind of hard because. It's hard for me to be like, I sound like Lil' Kim. People are going to be like, you ain't from the hood.
Yeah.
You ain't from
right,
the hood.
Right.
So I don't really want to say that. But as far as like the confidence and stuff, though, it definitely comes from like Lil' Kim, Trina, Nicki Minaj. Even like, you know, R&B elements like Beyonce and stuff. Like all of that influences females, you know. So I think we live in a time where the female power is like really changing. There are misogynistic females in rap. There are lyrical female rappers in rap. I think I was just watching an interview with Meek Mill earlier today, and he was saying like hip hop is such a huge genre that there should be subgenres. Just like you know how people are like, oh, I play violin. Do you play contemporary violin?
Right.
Do you play blues or jazz? Same thing in hip hop. And I think we're living in an internet age where you can kind of be wherever you want to be.
Yeah.
You just got to choose like where I'm at. So I think I represent like that 90s nostalgic feel mixed with like that Trina kind of confidence.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like I have like my own sound and stuff like that. That
of
is
course.
Influenced from Jawaian music because that's
right.
what I came up in.
Right.
Middle
yeah.
school, I was all about like that Blink-182 Simple Plan. So even if you guys just played Waste My Time, like that was inspired kind of like the sound wise by, if you know that song by Blink-182, the Don't Waste Your Time on Me.
Right,
so like I kind of as far as like the sound
right.
the sound of the inspiration.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so just drawing a lot on that. What's happened in my music recently is like my girlfriend used to tell me like you can spit, this is like back like right after high school, like, you
yeah.
can spit, everyone can spit, but can you make a song? Can
yeah.
you make a catchy hook?
Exactly.
Can you? And it's not all about like making a hook, but it's part of it nowadays. Because
yeah,
most of
definitely.
The time, especially like if I was to rap just straight bars right now, people would be like, that's cool, you rap. But if I had a hook, if I had
correct.
A story, then people are like, oh, I really like your song.
Correct.
Then they'll really like look into it. Because a lot of
yes.
people can spit. You go outside, a homeless person can probably
spit
you know?
Spit on you. Yes. Most likely
yeah.
that would happen. But,
yeah.
So the song that that kind of worked. So it's only fitting that your song is the song that it is because we do a segment called, as you know, Take Time, Waste Time.
Mm-mm.
And figure let's pull you in on this one for a
okay.
few. Jaylene, do you have one you can throw at her?
Somewhat hip-hop related.
Mm-hmm.
Well, real quick, Take Time, Waste Time. If you don't want to talk about it, you just say waste time, get out of here.
Okay,
or we just,
okay.
If you have something you want to say about it, you just
okay.
say
okay.
it.
Okay, yeah. Go ahead.
Cool. Ty Dolla $ign was recently arrested on drug charges in Atlanta.
Ooh.
He's facing 15 years of prison.
Ooh.
And maybe to get the gears going, I don't know if you know this, but Demi Lovato had some issues with drugs. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, for her situation, her and her drug dealer were interviewed. And obviously,
oh.
she was sent to rehab, so she got that out.
Right.
also in the
uh-huh,
hip-hop scene,
uh-huh,
and his
uh-huh.
girlfriend, Halsey.
Yeah,
they were
yeah,
seen
yeah.
smoking coke.
Right.
Obviously, still out, so.
Wow.
Do
yeah.
Any thoughts on this?
You know, I'm an avid 420 supporter. That's
mm-hmm.
it. That's about it,
that's
though.
All you
I
say?
Drink
okay.
a little, but
okay.
Other than that, no. What's interesting is, like, obviously, there's a drug problem. This is more of a mental health problem.
Okay, so.
Oh, totally, yes.
Drugs
so
are, yeah, yeah.
It's not a drug problem, it's a mental.
Drugs come from people not being in the right mental or
correct.
Emotional state,
yes.
you know.
looking for that vice to get them out of there.
But as far as like rappers and, you know, new celebrities getting like caught up in that, it's just sad, you know, because people are talented out here. But we saw what happened to Whitney Houston. We've seen it over and over again. And the sad thing is that mainstream hip hop continues to glorify stuff that destroys our community.
Yeah.
We're reaching a point now where like young cats who I see coming out of high school, even in Hawaii, they're talking about lean, they're talking about, and it's like, really? Like, don't you see that we have a fucking problem out here?
Right.
Like, meth is a real thing. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And I don't know how these kids are getting drugs, but they are. So it's just sad, you know?
Yeah.
And I feel like when you get to a certain point of success, like you don't want to be associated with that bullshit, but people do get caught up in that stuff.
Yeah,
so, you know, anyways.
It all comes down to well said. Well said. What else we got, Jillian?
You sent me this. Maybe you can talk a little bit more.
Yes.
Something about Uber Eats.
Oh.
Okay. So, our good friends at Uber Eats.
Cool.
If I can pull this one up real quick with you. So, a guy in Florida ordered Uber Eats, and in his food was soiled underwear.
Okay.
As this story loads, we're family. So this was yesterday. Guy ordered food from Uber Eats.
Mm-hmm,
he finds dirty underwear in his food.
Okay.
Soiled underwear.
Like in the container?
Literally in the container of food. Take time or waste time on soiled underwear in your food.
My first reaction.
What would you do? First thing, you open that thing up.
Yeah.
What do you do?
My first reaction is just WTF. But let me talk about these apps like Uber Eats.
So
I was in San Francisco. It was cold for Hawaii standards.
Yeah.
It was cold. So I was ordering takeout like a motherfucker out there.
Of course.
So I used this I didn't use Uber Eats, sorry, but I used this other program they have called Grubhub.
Okay.
Grubhub, yes.
So I will have to say like the issue is that sometimes it's not the restaurant that's fucking with you. It's the third party.
Right.
Obviously, because like not all Lyft drivers are the same. Not all Uber drivers are the same. So that's where the line has to be drawn with like these companies that do these third. They sell convenience, right?
Yeah.
But then,
so you know, the guys that can hire.
How can you check? Like, they don't have an Uber manager. You know what
no
I
Uber
mean?
Manager,
so,
there's no Uber. You know, check the underwear.
But WTF about the freaking
store. I mean, imagine that driver, like, you know, like, clearly he put that in there.
Mm-hmm.
He had to, man. But he was just like, what was going on in his mind? He's driving over there, and is he like,
let
he had to
go
to the toilet? And he doesn't know what to do, and he didn't want to be embarrassed by having a soiled underwear. Let's put it in the food. Let's hide it somewhere.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So we have that one. Okay, we got one more quick one. Here we go. We have another one?
Or this is
another one. Oh, yeah, these are like breaking news ones.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's PETA again. Our good friends at PETA.
The pets?
Yes.
Okay.
Like,
what?
Let's pull this one up.
The pets thing?
It's
the animals. Mm-hmm. I don't mean pets.
PETA, the people for the ethical treatment of animals.
There we go. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pets. Once again, you know, these guys,
cool.
Not all the oars are in the water for these guys. They say some crazy stuff. So they're trying to change America to old American sayings. They're trying to change them to be more pet friendly. So, like, instead of kill two birds with one stone, they want you to say feed two birds one scone.
No,
I'm not making this up.
No,
I'm not making this up.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Instead of be the guinea pig, be the test tube. PETA. Okay. Once again.
Okay,
they try
let me
their
just
damn
say that.
Take time or waste time on.
I'm Filipino. My people don't treat animals well.
Okay, that's gotta be for everybody.
I'm not saying, okay, hear me out.
Wow.
I went to the Philippines for the first time last year.
I'm not Filipino anymore.
My first day there, my first breakfast there, I saw like two animals get killed. And every day after that, because that's just...
Do you think there's any vegetarian Filipinos?
Me and my girlfriend are very close. We don't eat pork or red meat. We've done that for almost 2 years. So even when we went to the Philippines, we didn't eat any pork. We were still eating red meat at the time, but we're ever since like this year started, no pork, no red meat.
It's okay, just go with Max Chicken.
Yes.
Max is on Manila.
Yeah.
Jollibee, still get the chicken and the spaghetti.
Yeah, we still
eat
chicken.
To go. Is Jollibee's okay? Like, what, you know, since I got two Filipinos, should I go to Jollibee's?
I don't fuck with it over here. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
But I don't see the hype.
You know what's funny though is like in the Philippines, every fast food restaurant has a chicken and rice plate. Even McDonald's has a chicken and rice.
Oh, yes. So that's just the thing.
Yeah.
What kind of rice is it? Just regular
white rice?
White rice?
What are you talking about? That's how we know you're not Filipino.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm just saying, you know, people culturally have different kind of rice.
Is this like speaking on the sensitivity of the new age, like this whole PETA thing, going back to that?
Of course, yes.
Like,
it's like...
PETA's always been about that. That's why they're out of their mind.
Is that something, I know it's kind of a little bit tied into your what you do, is that something you take into account, like how like, sensitive it seems
oh, like
to be
how
now?
How sensitive topics
like when
are?
You, yeah, when you...
When I'm rapping?
So, yeah.
No.
If you just...
There's no filter when I'm rapping.
Mm-hmm.
I might talk like in context about a song that I said something crazy.
Okay.
But on the song, I'm not changing what I said. You know what I mean? About
I like that.
Yeah.
Yes,
exactly. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, fuck the police. I'm just kidding. I don't say that on any of my songs. I was quoting N.W.A. Right. Everyone. Just kidding.
And with that, we can say no. So tell us again, recap, what's your busy week like again?
Okay, so tomorrow I have a workout shoot.
We're going to watch your workout. Yeah, so we're going to do that.
So that should be cool. Saturday show. And really, like, this is a lifestyle for me. I'm not like I record one album and that's all I do for the whole year.
God, yeah.
I release music like pretty much on a weekly basis. Yeah. I record.
Oh, awesome.
I do everything in-house. It's taken time, but my girlfriend is really like my main partner in this. Like, mm-hmm. She's helped me get computers, studio equipment. This is all from my house. She's my main shooter for all of my like events and interviews.
Oh, so you're
and stuff
recording
like that.
In-home.
I record in-home.
Everything's all equipment. Okay.
I'm not a producer. I don't like really mix and master only because like I don't love that part of music. I love the concept of learning about production and stuff, but I leave that to the people who really like want to do that, you know, right. And there are a lot of people who do that. So nowadays, like, as long as you have a pretty decent mic, like, I record with something like this at home. It's all in the mixing and mastering, which you can outsource nowadays. You can send it. Even like mainstream rappers, like, they don't really get in boots together anymore. It's we send you the beat, this is the concept of the song, this the hook, record your verse, and then that's just how it is. Like, that's how moving.
That's true.
So for our listeners, how can we get to your music? Where do we go? Where is it found?
Okay. Shouts out everyone who's tuning in, and thank you guys again for having me, letting
thank
me
you.
Share all my stuff. All my main stuff is on my website, www.jehzanexclusive.com, J-E-H-Z-A-N exclusive.com. And that's my same name, Jehzan Exclusive, is my handle on like all social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, the whole thing. Yeah, so it's all Jehzan Exclusive,
Well, any other questions, Jolene? Do you have anything?
I asked them all.
Okay, very good. Because we're gonna do a little game. It's a new game that we're gonna debut and
put you on the spot here.
Yeah.
Put you on the spot here, and it's gonna be called Moke Battle.
Oh my god!
And it's a new thing we're gonna unveil tonight. So Moke Battle is basically we're gonna go back and forth, and we have to outmoke each other.
You guys.
Oh my lord!
You're out of this one.
I'll
keep you out of this one. I have some more water for this one. So. In five words or less, you have to outmoke me.
Oh my god, you're probably gonna win.
In that
win.
Thing, we'll figure right the Holly Jack thing. So you can go. You can say you can outmoke me in five words or less. You can outmoke me in four words or less, what have you. So we'll just for today, we'll just keep this open.
Okay.
So it doesn't have to be any type of context. It doesn't have to be regarding any topic because most don't really have any topics to talk about.
And you said it doesn't have to like have a conversation back and forth. It's just phrases.
Much like regular mode conversation, there's no really context back and forth.
This is why I can't be in it because I don't know these.
It's not my go. It's not my go-to slang. Like it's just
right. I can tell. Yes. you speak well. So, ready for this one? Okay, what's going to throw some? For example, okay. Why?
Huh. That's how they do that all the time. You look at, like, Kineke.
Yes, I can.
Yeah.
For what?
Dude, I honestly can't. I'm not gonna front and act like I can't. Like, I'm not.
We appreciate it.
You tried it. You kept it going for one.
Round one.
So that's just a sample of what's gonna happen in the future.
I'm so sorry. Yeah. I'm not the person to do that.
So, once again,
you try to have me do it. You know who you're talking to.
Imagine her doing it. Okay, you're fine. It's not going to work. Okay.
I'm sorry.
So, thank you once again, Jizana. I tell you, you're busy gal. Busy gal. Check her out, Irish Rose, on Saturday night.
Yes.
And we're going to go take a break here. We'll close it out.
Cool.
Yes, Jizana, everybody.
Hey, thank you. Thank you guys so much.
So what have we learned, Jaylene, as we close this out? You're going to be going away?
Yeah, I won't be back till the new year, so.
Yeah. So we'll have fun without you.
Yeah, with apparently. Your big lineup. Who's coming in next week again,
We're going to have this guy called Cavett, the Catalyst. We're going to have...
name sounds familiar.
Angry Wobots, Pandas.
Pandas.
Pandas galore.
Pandas.
Timer. So both of them, we go way back to college. We would be at Sonoya's at 3 in the morning, and we're going to be talking a lot of rubbish, so... That'll be fun.
I actually know where that is.
I hope so. Really? Okay, here's factoid of Sonoya's. Okay, so when you would go there, we would go there back in like 2000, 2001. It would be all of us like at 2 in the morning. And you would get the chicken katsu curry, and they would have a thing where you'd get the chicken katsu curry, you'd get shoyu ramen, that, and get gyoza.
Okay? I know this.
And that wasn't there. It was there because of us. We invented that thing for them.
Well, I thank you because that contributed to one of my nights.
So they never had that until we got there because they noticed that all of us would keep ordering that.
That same thing?
And so they made it and they put it on the menu. So that is just one of the stories we'll talk about when you're gone.
We'll
talk about Sonoya's for an hour. And then DJ Compose. Mm-hmm. Pretty much the addiction
crew
will be here. Yeah, be DJ Anit.
But not here at Highbrow. We're back to Highbrow.
We'll be back at Highbrow, yes. Okay. Back at Highbrow Room Tuesday night, 8:30. Bless you. And then we're going to shout out to our sponsors, who I think he's going to be there as well next week, the controversial Earl Kaimaki. He's still talking shit about E40 right now. Square Barrels, Honolulu Club, which we are here live, 7th floor Honolulu, which we are literally on the 7th floor. Sakai and Company. I still got that Patreon thing going on, so in case you want to...
Feeling generous this Christmas
if
season.
Might as well. I still have a 2000s mix coming on there.
Oh.
You DJ, right? Don't you? Did your dad teach you how to DJ?
Yes.
Do you make something then?
I would love to, but, you know, nursing school is kicking me in the butt. But I was going to tell you this, but I was looking to get back into that, and I was hoping you'd welcome me
to this. Wow. Breaking news, everyone. Of course. Okay. Well, then there you go.
Yeah. So hopefully it's I'll only be fitting. Able to doubt. To dabble into that.
Okay.
But speaking on this, let me just say before
our final farewells, yes.
Yeah, I mean, thank you to all the listeners. Thank you for tolerating this transition. I know I'm no Cavett the Catalyst. So again, I thank you. And I thank you, DJ Zach Morris, for having me and for believing in me. And thank you for this wonderful opportunity to meet all these great people and to talk story with you.
That's it, yes. Week. There you go. How about it? How about, yes, you're very welcome, because you're doing a great job and you're doing better each and every time, and it's only going to go up from here, so it'd be great. Yes, thank you very much for being a part of this.
Thank you. Yes. And with that, let me just say Merry Christmas, Happy New Year's, or if you're non-religious, Happy Holidays.
Okay, that's so PC. Just say Merry Christmas.
I have to be there, yeah.
I mean, come on.
I have to say for anyone who might be... listening, I don't want to offend anybody.
Well, we are big in Africa, so, you know, just don't forget the Kwanzaa, you know, don't forget that, you know, Congo, we're big in Congo, Zimbabwe, we really are.
Actually. International, thank you.
People listen, I see the stats. Okay, yes. Yeah, I told you this, right?
No, you didn't.
We're big in Africa, so we got to play off your half, right? So we got to play off that. Just saying. All right, let's get out of here then. We'll see you next week. Sleep time's over. Jaylene, we out of here.
Yeah. Hey. Zen, please don't waste my time. Please don't waste my time. Please don't waste my time. Please don't waste my time.
finna know about your zen. Sorry, mama, I can't do that 9-to-5 shit. Whoa. Don't get it twisted, I remember all your night shifts. Whoa. So Christmas time, you can cop me all them nice gifts. And honestly, you hella raised a really bright kid. Yeah. Visionary, I see it, then I lead it. Better believe it before you achieve it. And I know it's getting old, leaving you all alone. But I'm out here chasing gold, so we can get the gold. And speaking all about sacrifices, yeah. Sometimes it's like my back's bent backwards like this. I can give it all I got, is it worth the fighting? The come up getting realer, gotta work to fight in. This ring had a ring.
Thank you for listening to Sleep Time's Over. Time's over. No sleeping tonight.